chapter 69, that in the monastery no one presume to defend another. Care must be taken that on no occasion one monk tried to defend another in the monastery, or to take his part even though they be closely related by ties of blood. Let it not be attempted by the monks in any way, because such contact may rise to very grave scandal. If anyone overstep this rule, let him be severely punished. Chapter 70. That no one presume to strike another. Let every occasion for presumption be avoided in the monastery. We decree that no one be permitted to excommunicate or to strike any one of his brethren, unless the abbot hath given him the authority. But let those who transgress be taken to task in the presence of all, that the others may fear. Let all, however, exercise diligent and watchful care over the discipline of children until the age of 15, but even that within due limits and with discretion. For if any one should presume to chastise those of more advanced years without the command of the abbot, or should be unduly provoked with children, let him be subject to the discipline of the rule, because it is written, "What thou dost not wish to be done to thee, do not thou to another." Chapter 71. That the brethren be obedient to one another. The brethren must render the service of obedience not only to the abbot, but they must thus also obey one another, knowing that they shall go to God by this path of obedience. Hence granted the command of the abbot and of the superiors who are appointed by him, to which we do not permit private commands to be preferred. In other respects, let the younger brethren obey their elders in all charity and zeal. But if anyone is found to be obstinate, let him be punished. And if a brother be punished in any way by the abbot, or by any of his superiors, for even a slight reason, or if he perceive that the temper of any of his superiors is but slightly ruffled or excited against him in the least, let him without delay cast himself down on the ground at his feet, making satisfaction, until the agitation is quieted by a blessing. If anyone scorn to do this, either let him undergo corporal punishment, or, if he be obstinate, let him be expelled from the monastery. Chapter 72. Of the virtuous zeal which the monks ought to have. As there is a harsh and evil zeal which separateth from God and leadeth to hell, so there is a virtuous zeal which separateth from vice and leadeth to God and life everlasting. Let the monks therefore practice this zeal with most ardent love, namely, that in honor they forerun one another. Let them bear their infirmities, whether of body or mind, with the utmost patience. Let them vie with one another in obedience. Let no one follow that which he thinketh useful to himself, but rather to another. Let them practice fraternal charity with a chaste love. Let them fear God and love their abbot with sincere and humble affection. Let them prefer nothing whatever to Christ, and may he lead us all together to life everlasting. Chapter 73. Of this, that not the whole observance of righteousness is laid down in this rule. Now we have written this rule that, observing it in monasteries, we may show that we have acquired at least some moral righteousness, or a beginning of the monastic life. On the other hand, he that hasteneth on to the perfection of the religious life hath at hand the teachings of the holy fathers, the observance of which leadeth a man to the height of perfection. For what page or what utterance of the divinely inspired books of the Old and the New Testament is not a most exact rule of human life? Or, what book of the holy Catholic fathers does not loudly proclaim how we may go straight to our Creator? So too the collections of the fathers and their institutes and lives, and the rule of our holy father, Basil. What are they but the monuments of the virtues of exemplary and obedient monks? But for us slothful, disedifying, and negligent monks, they are a source for shame and confusion. Thou, therefore, who hastenest to the heavenly home, with the help of Christ, fulfill this least rule written for a beginning. And then thou shalt, with God's help, attain at last to the greater heights of knowledge and virtue, which we have mentioned above. This has been an audio presentation of the Rule of Saint Benedict. This presentation is available through the Christian Classics Ethereal Library, which can be found on the web at www.ccel.org.